we've seen different perspectives on the Seder. I just want to go back and just make a few quick haaros on some of them, just to put them a little bit more in perspective. Okay. One perspective on Sirtut is that Sirtut is a kind of overcompensation. That's not what we instinctively or intuitively think of when we first encounter the sugya, but that's something that flows very much from the position taken by the Lechem Mishnah and Hilchos Yibum that we discussed yesterday, both in terms of the discrepancy between when Gimel and when Dalid Tebos, as well as the Chilukim in terms of Tefillin versus Mezuzah, etc. But that view, as we noted yesterday, is also very much quoted in the Meiri. We referred to it Derech Agav. I just wanted to bring it in just to get the language. Obviously, the fact that this is quoted in the Rishonim makes it a much more significant shita. The Meiri himself roundly rejects it, but again, it's something that he records. The V'yesh Bezu Svara Acheres is on page 18 to 19. Lomar Shekol Shenichtav Bebekomo Al HaSeder U'Beshleimus Eino Tzarech Sirtut. Anything which which is in its proper framework is written properly in proper context, in other words, and fully, does not require Sirtut, with the exception of Chutz Mezuzah Megillah, Mezuzah Mikoach Halacha. It's hard to explain why Mezuzah should be an exception, but this is very important. Megillah Shetzricha Chizuk. That point we didn't mention yesterday. Because what's unique about Megillah, according to this, is Tzricha Chizuk. The fact, again, that you need to overcompensate. Aval Kol Shehu Mati Kamikro Mimekomo, but whenever you take a pasuk out of its context, so that's when you need to overcompensate. The Kosva Shalola Seder Bechein Kosva Megillah L'Tinok L'Islamed Ba Hol Ve'ein Kedushasam Chashuva Ve'atzma. Here there's a brackets, but it really should have been a parenthesis. You have to take it out. Tzrichim Sirtut. That's how it should read. And then he adds V'Hadvarim Zarim. He doesn't like it. But this is a shita. This is the shita that says that Sirtut is not a reflection of Kedusha, but a reflection of the need to overcompensate, right? That you're going to treat this as a serious matter, even though it doesn't really fully achieve or attain what its status should be. And then he adds in the end, it's hard to know whether this is a continuation or this is a separate point. V'yesh no'agim lasos nekudos ala mikro, that's what Noah was referring to yesterday. Kishem kosin oso belo sirtut, le remez sirtut. And then he adds again, v'eno klum. It's hard to know where that shita fits in with the others. But that together with the Lechem Mishnah is the overcompensation view of Sirtut, the opposite of our normal instinct, and probably the opposite, clearly the opposite, of the preponderant view of the Rishon. The Meiri himself, I should add, just might as well take care of that right now, is very much in line with the general approach of the Ramban, but with an important qualification. That is, the Meiri emphasizes Kedusha Lekriya as the basis for Sirtut. However, he thinks that there's a definite hierarchy. The hierarchy seemingly has to do with the degree of its Kriya. That's what one could have said, and one probably should say, for the Ramban and for the Rambam, that whatever has Kedusha Lekriya has Sirtut. And there's no difference in the intensity of the Sirtut between whatever qualifies for that minimum definition of Kedusha Lekriya, or Ksav Sheni Nitan Lekriya, that qualifies for Sirtut in the same way. It's a generic halacha of Ksav Sheni Nitan Lekriya. However, the Kiddush of the Meiri is that the more it's Nitan Lekriya, and the more it's Kedusha, the greater it's Kedusha Kriya, the more there's a requirement of Sirtut. That's the wrinkle of the Meiri. Okay, this he says here earlier. Mikomokom ikra dvarim b'mita shel Torah shel kol haTorah nemra. And then he adds the ikar sirtut b'sefer Torah. Shenemar. I'm sorry. The ikar sirtut b'sefer Torah nemar. Mipnei shenitna likros ba. And then he adds v'yesh lomar chein af b'kol haksuvim. Hoel v'nitnu likros bahem, and here's where he adds kedei shalei is arbal hashitos v'is balbalu akriyos. Now the kedei, the clause starting from kedei, it's hard to know whether it just goes on v'yeshlomar kein af b'kol ha'ksuvim, or refers back also to Sefer Torah. If it only refers to the ksuvim, then it's even more sensational. It's clearly he has a hierarchy in which he thinks that Sefer Torah requires sirtut more so than the ksuvim. And, you know, we're adding the ksuvim. It sounds like he even considers not just that it's a hierarchy, but that one could have, or others, might really consider the possibility that only Sefer Torah requires sirtut, not other svarim of the Chav Dalet. But even if they do, right, clearly it's on a lower level. And then the question is whether the kedei doesn't go only on this second grouping, Shalais Arva Shitas Yisbava LaKriyo, similar to the Ramban's line, but it wouldn't be on Sefer Torah. It would be on Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And then he adds, Avot Tfilin, Mezuzah, So Nitnu L'Kros Behem, B'Tov Kachei Nikra Mitzvahs, Sirtud Amura Behem, Ela Shem Mezuzah, Nisrab, Yisla Sirtud Mikoach Halacha. Again, that's his Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Ram Aleho Shehinib Dekes Pa'amim Shavua, even though it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, it's too is related. That's the third level in the hierarchy, let's say, of the Rowanosa. Sometimes there's a din of Kriya. And then he says, "Ubedin haya shelo lichlo bedin sirtut ela sefer Torah utfilin umezuzos ela sha Talmud meid lanu shakol aksuvim bichlal." It's only because the Bavli, when it quotes psukim from Nach, reports on the sirtut. It's only because of that he knows that this din of ksav shenitan likros extends beyond Torah itself. He's going back to the first point. One would have thought. That will be limited to Chamisha Chumshe Torah, that kind of Kriya is different than the Kriya of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Elisha Talmud made Lavisha Kolak Suvim Bechlal. And then he goes on from here to say the fourth point, which is Vechena Davaroi, Kadeshu Kolak Kriya Shebekodesh, Misudara Salafaneim. Again, it sounds again like he thinks possibly the Misudara Malafaneim is a dinin, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But Torah itself, maybe just intrinsically, it's even more than that. It's just Chefta Shel Torah is Ksav Shenitan Biikaro Likriya requires Sirtut, even aside from the practical Misuderes Alofaneim. So I think this is consistent. And then he adds, Fosifu B'midos Legeder L'Siag Shilolichtov Dalotevos Alibesirtut Av Shilobim Komon, meaning Rabbi Yitzchak. So for him, Rabbi Yitzchak, this is the Chiddush of the Meiri, is a Din Drabanan. The other Rishonim Alatar do not say that it's Drabanan. Most of them don't sound like it's Drabanan. According to here, Rabbi Yitzchak is a Din Drabanan. But this Din Drabanan is, again, just radiating out from, you have Sefer Torah, then you have Nevi'im and Ksuvim, right, Mezuzah, and then beyond that, you have Rabbi Yitzchak's Halacha, but Rabbi Yitzchak's Halacha is Midrabanan, a Siag of the others. That's the view of the Meir. That's a very important perspective. Okay. Going back to the main sheet that we were discussing yesterday, Sheets Rabbeinu Tam. So let's zero in on a few other points for Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. So what we saw so far, at least the way I'm suggesting that we formulate it, is that Rabbeinu Tam has two different dinim of Sirtut. And he was the one who was mechadish that there are two different dinim. One is the din of Sirtut that for Rabbeinu Tam is limited to mezuzah and megillah, and the other is the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. What I'm suggesting is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, these are two totally different dinim, both in their tzura and in their purpose and in their function. The tzura issue is clear, right? The fact that it's only Shita Rishona or it's Midalid Ruchos of the text, but not on Kol Shita V'Shita. Moreover, it would appear that the function of Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut and the sirtut that we find in Mezuzah and Megillah are totally different. Right, the din in Kisvei HaKodesh will be fine, the Mezuzah and the Megillah, is limited, which applies to Kol Shita V'Shita, is very limited in its scope. Rabbeinu Tam has to justify that limitation. Again, the Or Zeruah, which I didn't give you to look at, but I mentioned it yesterday, the quotation of Rabbeinu Simcha. The Or Zeruah, when he quotes and rejects the position of Rabbeinu Tam, simply says, "V'davar zeh tamua, Shetehem mezuzah chamura miseper Torah. Right? How can a mezuzah be more chamur than Sefer Torah? Again, the overcompensating theme, right, would have a field day with this. Right? It's exactly the opposite. Because Sefer Torah is more chamur than mezuzah, that's why mezuzah and megillah, mishum shetzricham chizuk, require zirta. But if you don't hold that view, so it is a very good question. But obviously, this question still assumes that the issue of sirtut is one of chumra v'kula. Even if it's not kula v'chumra as opposed to chumra v'kula, there's still a very good answer to this question, the answer Rabbeinu Tam himself gives. And that is, Max? It's not, I mean, to answer the Orzarua's question, the answer is,
there's a special din by mezuzah, and there's a special din by mezuzah.
Because of? It's not more chamor. No one thought it was more chamor, and it's not because it's more kal, but it is because of its. Okay. What is it? What's the special yichus of mezuzah according to Rabbeinu Tam? Well, halakha l'moshe mitzina might be the source, but what is the din? Rafi. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's. But the way the Meiri puts it, ikare v'yisode emuna. Right. So it's not a question of the chomer or the kal of the kedusha, not as a cheftza of sefer, and not even in terms of its tochen. It's the particular message of yisodos of emunos of emuna v'deos. Again, I suggested by extension that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the makar, which links it to Megillah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, becomes very important, and our whole perspective on what Megillas Esther is should change, right? We should be looking at Megillas Esther also, according to Rabbeinu Tam, as Yesodos of Emuna, and Yesodos V'Ikari Emuna. Yeah?
But if the context of Amita Shal Torah begins at the Yesodos, if the reason for Megillah, not only for it being connected to
why don't you have that in Sefer Torah too?
No, why it extends not only Sefer Torah to fill and have the same two parashios.
Right, but it has more than that.
Yeah, so because it has more.
Yeah, so I think you could ask the same thing by Sefer Torah. Don't these parashios come from the Sefer Torah?
Yeah, although, yeah.
The answer is the more limited focus. This maybe that's exactly what maybe that's what the Or Zeruah really was asking, meaning he knew because he does quote. That the yichus of according to Rabbeinu Tam of mezuzah is the question of yichud or kabbalah sal malchus shamayim.
Unless he understood Rabbeinu Tam, which is the same way I understood him, that the Amita Shal Torah isn't explaining sirta, it's just explaining why it's connected to why Megillah Amita Shal Torah means mezuzah, but it's not. It might not be explained the way I understood the very time. That's not explaining why Megillah, why mezuzah has a special rule of
sirta. I thought he says that explicitly, both in Sefer Yashar and in all the Bali Tosis. He says.
Does it say explicitly in Sefer Yashar?
I think so. I thought so. And if not in Sefer Yashar, certainly in the way that he's quoted in all the Bali Tosis, including the Or Zeruah, by the way. So I'm assuming that's a correct. You mean he just didn't know that you're saying? That's always possible, but. Again, in the piece here, he does. Let me see. I don't know. I'll look at it in one second. But the point of all this is that the focus of mezuzah on this theme is what is unusual. In other words, it's true. The theme of tefillin is not kabbalah samach shemayim. Right. The theme of tefillin are the other parshios of tefillin itself. Right. And I don't want to discuss so much the details for the concept of tefillin right now, but the more focused concentration on Ikari Amuna and mezuzah is precisely what requires sirta. Of course, it comes from Sefer Torah, but you wouldn't say Sefer Torah is about Kabbalah Zomach Shemayim. That's why the application to Megillah is so fascinating, and maybe we'll speak more about that. Where do we see Divrei Shalom Be'emet and Ikari Amuna in the Megillah? We'll have an opportunity, maybe. Soon to talk about that. Anyways, it's also fascinating to know that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are different formulations even within the Bali Tosas. Right? Our Tosas here in Gittin emphasizes Yichud Hashem. The Tosas in Menachos and Tosas in Sota emphasize Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That's not a stira at all. On the contrary, Kriya Shema has these two elements. Personally, I think, especially for the Rambam, what look like two different themes, one a very theological issue, right, Yichud Hashem, and the other one a, you know, question of religious commitment, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. I think that for the Rambam, in both directions, not for now, these really merge into one. If you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, on these matters, again, not for now, I think the Rambam establishes that Yichud Hashem and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim are two different themes, even though they are two different mitzvos, but there's an overlap and an integration between the two. So the fact that Tosas, in different formulations of Rabbeinu Tam, sometimes emphasizes Yichud Hashem and other places Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, I think is very, very, very significant. Either way, the point is that Sirtut has nothing, according to Rabbeinu Tam, has to do with whichever ones, Ikare Amuna. It's like almost like underlining or underscoring those particular themes rather than the idea of Chefta Shel Torah or Kedusha Saksubim or Kedusha Sefer, etc. Yeah.
Isn't Pashas and Tosas just trying to justify the theme of the Rishon the Emes?
No, I think Tosas is also trying to explain why it is at Mizut. I mean, wouldn't the Limud, which links the only two things that have real Sirtut, that Sirtut shall call Shita Vashita, wouldn't that, you know, be an important source?
Yeah, maybe, but I'm saying it's one thing to say that it's just, you know, there is some sort of status of Asma Shel Torah or Mizuzah,
and saying that the status of Mizuzah... Well, Mizuzah has the
words of Torah. It's not the Mechayev of Sirtut in any sense.
Pashtus it is. I mean, what makes otherwise? What makes for specifically mezuzah as opposed to sefer Torah and tefillah? No, the halacha Moshe Misinai is the source that it's so.
Okay,
but
Tosas just focusing on the
remember the halacha Moshe Misinai according to Rabbeinu Tam is why mezuzah works, but it doesn't explain how you can then go from mezuzah to megillah. Exactly, which Shalom BeEmes is emphasizing. The themes that we find in the mezuzah.
Yeah, but then the Kabbalah Samachash, I'm saying the Yichud Hashem issue is on the Limud, not on the Mechayim Sirtut.
In the end, I'm just trying to explain, in the end of the day, why is this so limited? I think the simple reading of Bali Tosas in all the places sounds like the Limud and the Mechayim are one and the same, as far as I can understand it. Certainly that's the way the Meiri read it as well. Either way, if the Mechayev was Chefta Shel Torah, you know, Sefer, Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh, all these other possibilities, the idea that we would limit it, again, your suggestion may be, well, I was going to say maybe it's the base of or the Orzor's question, but it would make even less sense, actually. If you wanted to say it's that's the way it is, then it's even going to be less understandable. But the simple pshat is that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the sirtut that we find in mezuzah and megillah is really unique and unusual. Now that has nothing to do with the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, which is why I think it's actually works in very well that both the tzura of Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut and the mechayiv of Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut are totally distinct from what we find in mezuzah and in megillah. And I think this is reflected in other issues as well. So the Chiddush in Rabbi Yitzchak then, the Chiddush in Kisvei HaKodesh, the limit to Inyan HaEmunah, I think is one element. The Rabbi Yitzchak being a separate halacha, having to do with, again, now where you draw the line in that, that's the other discussion we had yesterday. Is it drashos? Is it anything but tzachos? What about, you know, quoting the pasuk without a drasha? What about quoting the pasuk in the halachic context without actually bringing out further elements of Torah Shebaal Peh from the Torah Shebaksav? Where do you draw that line? That's the question of Rabbi Yitzchak for Rabbeinu Tam in that context as well. The other chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that Rabbi Yitzchak's din, when applied or when it's possible, is going to be ba'akeh. That we see from the Rios Sefer Torah, number one, in the end of Tosas and Gittin, and we also see it from the question that Tosas asks regarding both Tfilin and Megillas Sota. Right, when Bali Tosas asks the question, you know, why do you need Agzeres HaKasav and Megillah Sota? Why not just apply Rabbi Yitzchak? And when they asked the question, how could it be that Tefillin doesn't have Sirtut? What about Rabbi Yitzchak? Right, in both cases, as we discussed yesterday, the easy answer would have been what Tosfos and Sota says, which is, there's a din of Rabbi Yitzchak, there's an Iser, but who says that's anything to do with Heksher? Megillah Sota, right, needs a limud to tell you that if you didn't do it properly, then it's possible. And Tefillin doesn't have Sirtut means, unlike Mezuzah, etc., it's kosher. So Rabbeinu Tam, or the Bali Tosfos who don't ask that question, or before they ask that question, are assuming that Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha is actually ma'akev. That is a very big chiddush, very hard to explain that a little bit, but the fact is that it is the assumption of Rabbeinu Tam. So what I was trying to say yesterday was that if this is the case, then we can appreciate that there's a certain common denominator in what Rabbeinu Tam is doing. Because Rabbeinu Tam, in the end, concludes that Tefillin also has the sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak. Right? And one could have said, I would have preferred to say, and there is a basis to say it, that the fact that Tefillin, you know, is excluded from sirtut, right, means, from the sirtut of Kisvei HaKodesh, means it's also excluded from the sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak. Right? But you can only say that if you think that Tefillin's exclusion from the sirtut of Kisvei HaKodesh is somehow significant and unusual. And you can only say that if you think that Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, right, isn't a totally separate halacha, but it too is connected to the regular din of sirtut. But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't think that any of those things are true. There are three elements in Rabbeinu Tam that are consistent here. Right? Number one is, Tefillin is not unusual. End of story. Right? Because even Sefer Torah doesn't require Sirtut. Mezuzah and Megillah are the exceptions to the rule. Secondly, Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha isn't just a, you know, side din or some new, you know, some special, you know, lechatchila. Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha is taken very seriously, right? When applied, it can even be ma'akev. So if you think that Rabbi Yitzchak is really serious, and you think that tefillin is not unusual, so then you're going to apply Rabbi Yitzchak to tefillin, and you're not even going to consider the possibility that tefillin is a special din. On the other hand, if you were to take the position that tefillin is unusual, tefillin is unique, so then you might say, well, if it's mufka from what should have been a Kisvei HaKodesh kind of sirtut, then possibly it's mufka from Rabbi Yitzchak as well, especially if Rabbi Yitzchak is a continuation of this halacha in diluted form. And even if Rabbi Yitzchak is a special halacha, you would say, oh, the universal din of mikra is clashing here with the need not to be mesartate the tefillin. And maybe that second factor overwhelms the first factor. Okay. You just can't think about any of that according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why would you say that? Especially if you thought that the lack of sirtut isn't just a non-chiyuv, but is an iser. And that is the position that is expressed by Tosfos and Sota, and as I mentioned yesterday, by some of the Rishonim, including the Bala Itur and Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha, again in the Or Zeruah here, Avamori Harav Rabbeinu Simcha Kasav Tim Sirtet Bein Shita L'Shita, referring to Tefillin, Pasol. V'hainu Shalom D'lo Mishani Ba'komitz B'Misurtatin V'hachi Gamir De Pasol Im Sirtet Bein Shita L'Shita T'lo Shaykh B'ze Lomar Im Hirchmir Alatzmo Nikra Hedyot. I'll explain that in just a minute. Okay? So basically, if you were to hold like Tosfos Sota or Rabbeinu Simcha and the Bala Itur, you'd be saying that, you know, Rabbi Yitzchak is either irrelevant to Tefillin for the same reason that Sirtut Kisvei HaKodesh is irrelevant, or at least that there is a clash between the universal Rabbi Yitzchak and this, and the din of Tefillin's uniqueness in Kisvei HaKodesh is what wins out. But all of this is not true for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Yitzchak is really serious, ma'akev even, so it's hard to keep it out of anything, right? Tefillin is not unusual or unique in any way. It's no different than Sefer Torah. And therefore, this whole package doesn't work for a Beit Utam. Okay. In Sefer Yashar, do we have Sefer Yashar on the, if you can get that on the computer, Simen Kuf Dalet? It's just interesting to note that in Sefer Yashar, Beit Utam specifically refers to this Shita and rejects it, which strengthens the position. Now, so he was aware, obviously, of the Rishonim who considered the Pshat to be that there's no sirtut in tefillin means usar l'sartet b'tefillin. Either because that's an excellent way to solve, you know, the problem of the Gemara in Menachos, namely, how come, you know, the Gemara in Menachos asks the question that since there's no sirtut, right, tefillin shouldn't have been a candidate for mezuzah, even without the problem of malam b'kodesh. That's the question. So lu yitzur, we could say that it's also l'sartet, not just that eino chayav l'sartet, and especially if we could eliminate Rabbi Yitzchak, right? So we'd be in a much better position with regard to that particular question. Is it there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, where is it? Yeah. You're talking about b'tnei she'asa l'sartetan, ha'leisa. Right? The lo tanya halacha l'moshe b'sinai, klal gabi tefillin. That's also fascinating. The Ramban quotes this also from Rabbeinu Tam, but you see it's already in Sefer HaYashar. Right, the halacha l'moshe misinai that we find with regard to mezuzah, how is that taken by different Rishonim? So here the Rabbeinu Tam is actually kipshuto, but it's just important to contrast it with all the other Rishonim who, you know, because they wanted to take Sefer Torah and other things kipshutam, you know, had to take this shelo kipshuto. Meaning, the halacha l'moshe misinai of mezuzah is a din in mezuzah, or it's just a backhanded way to exclude tefillin. Right, so if you look at the Ramban and Gittin, right, he discusses this very, very extensively. He goes back and forth on this issue, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. But, and you can see Sefer Yashar as well. Rabbeinu Tam is basically saying, there's nothing unusual about tefillin. Right? Because the exception to the rule is Megillah. So for Rabbeinu Tam, halacha l'moshe misinai, referring to Megillah and not to tefillin, is a no-brainer. But once there's no halacha l'moshe misinai excluding tefillin, then why should there be an isa l'sartet? So everything about Rabbeinu Tam is absolutely l'shitasa. Okay. So this addition in Rabbeinu Tam is very important as well. Okay. He compares it. You still have it there?
Yeah.
To Gimel Defanos in a sukkah. You have that? That's also a good line. Yeah. Maskara pasak the ain't sirkin sirtut. Akim sirtut lo im sirtet lo pasal. Kinamirin gabe dofen shlishi. Afil tefach. The koshkin vesh arba. Koshkin hacha de inalacha gabe tfilin. Lo the sartet lo nania. Im sirto lo pasal. El haki lo mukila de sirt. The Surtatan, it should be a Surtatan. The Lahaya Regilin. Okay. So basically, the comparison of Tfilin, Beli Sirtut, to the Dofen Shlishi Besukha, which you can get away with a Tefach, but, you know, that sets Bidi Eben. Of course, if you really want the wall, a concrete wall, you need, or you would put there Dalet Tfachin. No one's going to say you can get away with a Tefach. Therefore, Dalet Tfachim is a psul. I mean, the whole mentality of Rabbeinu Tam is simply that there's no mechayiv of sirtut and tefillin. Nothing more and nothing less. This to be sharply contrasted, and what is Rabbeinu Simcha and these other Rishonim, the Bala Ita, what do they, and Tosa and Sota, what do they really think? Well, it's totally consistent with their other perspectives, including that of Tosa and Sota, right, which is, Sefer Torah requires sirtut, Megillah requires sirtut, mezuzah requires sirtut, right? You don't really need a halacha l'moshe misinai to tell you mezuzah requires sirtut. Why wouldn't it require sirtut? Right? It also has to be prepared as kisvei hakodesh in some kedusha manner. So everything focuses on the exception of tefillin. So the halacha l'moshe misinai of mezuzah is really a halacha l'moshe backhanded way of excluding tefillin. Once you're excluding it, as we said, So then maybe its exclusion extends to Rabbi Yitzchak as well. It's offensive, it's problematic, it's a negative to be mesartate the tefillin. Number one. And number two, it's a different, totally different chalos. The fact that it's an exception from all the other kedushas, ksavim, shows that it is, a unique, very singular kind of text. And therefore, I'm just trying to show that when you break it down, the assumptions here are really mutually exclusive in a major way. The other point of Rabbeinu Tam is the basis of Yerushalmi in Shabbos, right? Kala osa davar the kala patam davar v'yaseu nikra hedja. So I mentioned yesterday that isn't such a davar pashut either, because on the one hand we say that Yerushalmi, and on the other hand we say kala machmir tava lebracha, and this is part of a much bigger topic. And I mentioned yesterday that there are certain factors that you would want to consider. For example, when you want to be machmir, is there some kiyum to the chumrah? You gain anything from the chumrah? Does it highlight a certain dimension or add to the performance? Right? Then you certainly wouldn't say that kala patam and adam rabbi yaseh nikra hedja, because you're enhancing your involvement and your activity. On the other side of it, if you had a chumrah which is ba lidei kula, right, which is a problematic chumrah, then you'd be more like, not just a neutral one, you'd be more likely to say patam and adam rabbi yaseh nikra hedja. So again, in terms of the Rishonim here, the Meiri does have one line when he justifies Rabbeinu Tam, then he rejects it, but he has a line after quoting the Yerushalmi. He says, "Kala patam adam rabbi yaseh nikra hedja." Wrote Salomar, "Shekala olam turin." That's A. The ein bo srach mitzvah. B. Omida haguna otzad musar. So by telling you what it doesn't have, the Meiri is just crystallizing, when you do and when you don't apply this Yerushalmi. And he's telling us what's a good chumrah, right? And what's a bad chumrah? A bad chumrah is shekola olam pturim. There's no argument about it, or no serious argument, takalacha, and the noeg shebaolam, people don't do it. Ein bo srach mitzvah, meaning there's no added element of kiyum in the mitzvah. Omida haguna otzad musar, meaning there's no value that that you're accentuating here, even if it isn't the kiyum in the mitzvah itself, but it just highlights something to you, that too would not be nikra hedja. This is an empty gesture. An empty gesture, says the Meiri, you can apply this idea. In the end, he rejects Rabbeinu Tam, ein advarim nirin, and he says, "Mikol makom kol shesirtei b'hem, mechavim lenoi v'tavol avracha." Right? Obviously, relating to the phrase "kolamachmir tavol avracha lenoi." That's the Meir. The Or HaZeruah again also has a line. He rejects Rabbeinu Tam, and he says it even more explicitly. He says, "When does this Yerushalmi apply? Gabei chason depatim mikriya shma laila rishon, im kara mechseki yara." We don't apply nikra hedyot stam neutral. Again, the Meiri sounded like if it's totally neutral, you still would apply this rule. The only thing is, if there's some kiyum like noi here, then you wouldn't apply it. The Or HaZeruah is taking the position that even if it's neutral, you don't say he's a hedyot. It's only if it's negative. Here, it's negative. In the case of the Rishami, it's negative. It's a kriyashma mechsikiyora. Without going into details, but gaiva or some sort of inconsistency that you're hiding behind, whatever it is, however we understand the concept of yara, which is a really fascinating idea, but the point is that's a chumrah which is a problematic chumrah. Then and only then you'll apply this din, this din of Yerushal. Okay. On the other hand, when the Ramban... Okay, so we're left basically with the position of Rabbeinu Tam, which is very consistent but very mechudash, that there are two totally different dinim of sirtut, Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha and the limited halacha of Inyanei Amuna, rather than Kisvei HaKodesh. The Ramban also quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying that one of the reasons that he rejects Sefer Torah is because of the need for halacha l'moshe mi-sinai and mezuzah. The Ramban quotes Rebbeinu Tam. This isn't explicit in the other Makoros, but Rebbeinu Tam rejected Sefer Torah because why do you need halacha l'moshe mi-sinai for mezuzah? Moreover, the other question, why should tefillin be worse than Sefer Torah? So both of these questions are not exactly machria. I mean, what's the answer, Michael? Why do you need a halakha l'moshe mi-sinai for mezuzah if Sefer Torah requires sirtut?
From the Ramban's perspective.
The Ramban's quoting the Rebbeinu Tam is being bothered by these two questions.
And so the Ramban responds that halakha l'moshe mi-sinai is both halakha l'moshe mi-sinai actively for mezuzah to have and also sort of implicitly for tefillin not to have.
Okay, but based on what? I mean,
even
forget the Ramban for the moment. Let's say somebody asks you this question. Sefer Torah can't require sirtut, because if Sefer Torah requires sirtut, then mezuzah would require sirtut without an extra limud, and tefillin should require sirtut.
So it happens to be that the other answer that the Ramban gave really appealed to me, which was that if we think it's based on Rav Yitzchak, that we think it's all about whether or not we actually are reading the text or not. So then it makes a lot of sense that we need a halakha l'moshe mi-sinai for something that's covered like mezuzah.
Exactly. I mean, mezuzah and tefillin. You know, so the point I want to bring out here is that in the Ramban's rendition of Rebbeinu Tam, it's also clear that Rebbeinu Tam emphatically rejected the idea that sirtut has anything to do with kriya. Right? It's not only that he didn't think that was so, he couldn't even conceive that it was so. Because otherwise, it's just not a question. Obviously, Sefer Torah is far better, from many points of view, Sefer Torah is a far better candidate for sirtut than either tefillin or mezuzah. And certainly if you're taking the perspective of ksav shenitan l'kriya. So Rebbeinu Tam is the anti that shita. It's not just that he doesn't hold of it or doesn't embrace it. Okay, so much for Rebbeinu Tam. So far we've done the overcompensation shita, the Meiri, and Rebbeinu Tam. Let's try to finish up the others. Let's just talk about Rashi for a couple of minutes. Again, we don't know that much about Rashi, but what we do know, as we've already discussed, points in a certain direction. The patterns in Rashi seem to be that sirtut is about sefer. Right, that's what happens when you put together Rashi in Sota, Megillah Sota, and Rashi in Megillah, right? About Sefer Torah and Megillah. According to Rashi, it appears that the requirement here is Sefer. Moreover, according to Rashi, that's Rashi's reading in Sota and in Menachos, in both cases, is that the miut, not requiring sirtut, is signified by the word Megillah, right, as opposed to, I'm sorry, Geres, as opposed to Sefer. So again, even in Menachos, when he talks about mezuzah, there's ksiva ksiva mi sefer. So it's a little bit different, maybe, in terms of the application to mezuzah. It's hard to say that mezuzah is a sefer. But it's ksiva ksiva mi sefer. Again, even in the one application where sefer isn't totally central, the ultimate makar is Sefer itself. So it seems like Sefer is the important component for Rashi, and the fact that Megillah Sota requires Sirtut, even though it has no Kedusha, it has no Kedusha's Kriya, right? So Medes L'Mechika, all of those things, but it is, in fact, a Sefer. This also may work well with the formulation in some Rishonim about Gittin, albeit on a very different level. But as we discussed in the beginning of the year, there's machlokas rishonim whether or not there's a requirement l'chatchila of sirtut in a get. It's not ma'akev, but some rishonim actually go out of their way to tell you, don't think it's ma'akev, it's not. Right? Both with regard to ashuris, with regard to many issues, ashuris and mukav gavil and tagin, and one of them is sirtut. So why would there be sirtut in a Megill, in a get. So some of the Rishonim use the expression, or note the expression, Sefer Krisos, right? since it's a sefer, now again, this is not Rabbi Yitzchak, because the Rabbi Yitzchak part would only demand that there be sirtut on, you know, whatever psukim we would be quoting, if we would. And certainly, would have nothing to do with get itself. Again, the Sugin Yevamos, Tav Kuvav, you know, it speaks about sirtut in the context of chalitza for the psukim that are quoted, you know, but not for the chalitza per se. So the idea that even on a l'chatchila level, but to the extent that some rishonim have to say, by the way, it's not ma'akeh, which is an amazing thing, that, you know, sefer krisus would require sirtut, works nicely according to this Rashi view of Megillah Sota and of Sefer Torah and of Igeres versus Sefer. Yeah, Willie.
Rashi
What?
Say,
on the base of the base?
Yeah.
Regarding? Ksiva. Yeah, correct. Sorry. Because of the Sefer Krisus.
Right.
Yeah, correct. So again, his emphasis there is the Ksiva, but right. Or Mi Sefer. Yeah. Very good. So again, I think the overall impression in Rashi clearly is that this has to do with Chepsa Shel Sefer. Now, what do Bali Tosas do with Megillah Sota? Right. So that's a bit of an issue and a problem. So essentially, this is who asked this question? Ari? Newman? Who asked the question? What will Tosas do? What will Rabbeinu Tam do, let's say, with Megillah Sota? David? Yeah. The end of Tosas and Sota asks this question. How can Megillah Sota be better than Sefer Torah, according to Rabbeinu Tam? He doesn't answer it. Right? What? So that's Tosas' question. Tosas leaves it with Tzarchia. It seems like a very good question. Again, if Tosas is not operating, Rabbeinu Tam is not operating in general with Sefer, then what are you going to do about Megillah Sota? Okay. So I think there are two possible explanations that I'm aware of. One is, do we really know what Rabbeinu Tam thinks about Megillah Sota? As we noted, the Gemara doesn't say explicitly in Sota that Megillah Sota requires sirtut. It only says that it cannot be an igeres, and Rashi says that means it requires sirtut. Now, Tosus in Sota, right, goes along with Rashi, but most of the thrust of Tosas and Sota until he quotes Rabbeinu Tam is against Rabbeinu Tam, as we noted. Right? Tosas and Sota is the Tosas that suggested the answer. Why do you need a Makar for Megillah Sota? Why not apply Rabbi Yitzchak? The answer is Rabbi Yitzchak is not Ma'akev. Right? Tosas and Sota is the Makar that says, like Rabbeinu Simcha and the Bala Itur, you know, as far as tefillin is concerned, it's not just kalapatam and adam rabbeinu oseu, or bring it on, let's do Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, happily or even more. But on the contrary, osur l'sartet. The whole mentality of Tosas and Sota is actually against Rabbeinu Tam until they start quoting in the end Rabbeinu Tam. So it could be that particular Tosos is, you know, in line with Rashi. It's comfortable, we know that, it's comfortable with the idea of Sefer Torah, and therefore can't imagine that the chiluk between Igeres and Sefer has anything to do with anything other than Sirtut. But for Rabbeinu Tam himself, right, all the Gemara really says is Igeres versus Sefer. And in Achanami, for Rabbeinu Tam, those words, that connotation, has nothing to do with Sirtut. Moreover, in Tosas and Menachos, on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, right? Bali Tosas clearly suggests the other possibility, that Igeres is not an exclusion of Sirtut, but of Chaseros v'Yaseros, or other such issues. Indeed, Tosas and Menachos, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, is bothered by the question, why would you need two separate Makoros for Mezuzah having Sirtut? We said previously that Halakha L'Moshe MiSinai, and now all of a sudden we're saying that it's based on Ksiva misefer as opposed to igeras. So why do you need two dinim? We'll get back to that. But the point is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's ample basis to say that Megillah Sota doesn't require Sirtut. That would be the best answer. The Rambam doesn't seem to require... Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to say that?
The Rav made what you're suggesting now for a minute of time.
The Rav said that to the Rambam. Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, the Rambam doesn't seem to require Sirtut in Megillah Sota either. Okay. So that's, I think, one way to solve this problem. Maybe we'll discuss another way a little bit later on. But either way, Megillah Sota is a strong reinforcement for Rashi, but it is a weakness. It would be a fatal weakness for Rabbeinu Tam, but the likelihood is that we just don't have the problem for Rabbeinu Tam to begin with. Okay, I think that is L'shitaso, Tosfos Sota, etc. Good. That's Rashi. Okay. The next Shita that we want to look at is... Oh, the other thing we want to talk about Rashi is Tosas's problem of Sefer Torah. Again, we already spoke about most of it. Just to make the following additional ha'ara. Right. Just to point out that the Rishonim, again, Rashi's view is that Megillah is derived from Sefer Torah. So, as we know, Ellie, so what's Rabbeinu Tam's question against that? Can't be. Even it's a Kamita Shel Torah, right? So Rabbeinu Tam says, Pashtus is that means Sefer Torah. Rabbeinu Tam says that can't be. Because if really we're learning Megillah from Sefer Torah, then we would have said not, well, we would have said one of two things. That's really what they wanted to point out. If you look at posts in different places, they ask the question in different ways. Well, how did you ask it? Why not learn out, not for the words Amita Shel Torah, but the requirement of Sefer itself, as we find it in, Tfiras Gidin, as opposed to other things, right? All that discussion that we find in the Sugyas and in Megillah. So just to point out that Tosas in different places ask the question in two different ways. Sometimes Tosas asks the question, and this is why the Ramban asks the question as well, which is, why the makar of Divrei Shalom Vames Kamita Shel Torah, why not say, because Ikri Sefer. That's how the Ramban asks the question, that's how the Ritva asks the question, that's how Tosas asks the question in Menachos. But Tosas in Gittin and Tosas in Sota, Elliot, asks the question a little bit differently.
Say, why do you need Ksiva Ksiva to teach you how to clap and deal? You should be able to learn it out from...
Exactly, the opposite way. And that is an interesting question in its own right. It's just not for now. It's a Megillah question, but it should be brought out. Meaning, not why don't you learn Sirtut from Sefer, but why don't you learn the Dine Sefer from the same Makar Sirtut, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Either way, these are the two formulations of the question. As far as the answer is concerned, so Tosas and Menachos, the Ramban, and the Ritva all give an answer. What is the answer that they give, Danny? Remember? What? What answer do they give, Oren?
If you just had Sefer, Igeres would have told you that there is no Sirtut, so you needed an MF to tell you that it's back in Sefer.
Yeah, that's exactly the way that they put it. But there are some interesting formulations in that as well, which you should just be aware of, even in this sugya and in some of the sugyas in Megillah, some of the Rishonim in Megillah as well. The Ritva in particular here, do you see it, Oren?
I think it was the that it would have been a lower level Sirtut.
I don't think he says that, but I think he discusses whether or not alone. You see it, Ari. All three Aris. Yeah. Jay. Michael. Jerry. No one saw the Ritva? Good line in the Ritva. Yeah. What's the line again?
He says that a Sirtut oh, that there's a custom of safer, the relates to drug ship goof.
Right. And the question is then. Yeah. So that, of course, is very relevant for, you know, it's relevant for the relationship. You know, when do you say Geras and when do you say Sefer? That dialectic is important in Megillah. Right? So the idea that, you know, Dvarim Shebegufo are different than Dvarim Sheinim Begufo is that's a criteria. That's what the Ritva is working with. So he says, oh, this is Gufa the issue. Right? If we didn't have the pasuk of Kamita Tirei Shalom Dames, Kamita Shal Torah, we would have thought that Sirtut isn't a din in Gufo. Kamash Malan, Tirei Shalom Dames, right, that you need Sirtut, that Sirtut in Megillah and in Sefer Torah is a Dover Sheba Gufo. Okay. What does it mean, Dover Sheba Gufo? In this context, what do you think, Jesse? What do you think it means?
Well, he did an example of the Tefillah of the Gidin and stuff like that.
Right. The Tefillah and the Gidin are what? They're the Davar Shebegufa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think?
I mean, it's like they're missing off.
Things having to do with the Chafetz Shel Sefer, and not the Ksiva or Hechsher Ksiva. Again, one could have said it goes back. That's why I said it's relevant to what we're talking about here. It's also relevant to, you know, the status of Megillah as both Igeres and Sefer, right, in the different components. But more important for us right now is it's relevant for Sirtut. Because what have we been discussing? We're trying to figure out, what does Sirtut bring to the table? What does it add? What dimension, right, is missing if there's no Sirtut? Right? It's a din in Ksiva? Right? It's a din in Sefer? It's a din in Amita Shel Torah, Chefta Shel, it's like a tsura of Chefta Shel Torah Shen Nitan, you know, Lidaresh? What exactly is it? Right? And we'll soon see there are some other Nafkamina coming up. But so the point is, the Ritva is telling us that the debate of Sefer versus Igeres in Megillah is determined by Dvarim Shebegufo and Dvarim Sheinim Shebegufo. Meaning things having to do with the Chefta, not its status as Chefza Shel Torah, but the Chefza as a Sefer, as a Megillah, right, that we learned from Sefer Torah. There are other things having to do maybe with Hechsher Ksiva, maybe even actual Ksiva, other things that are added Kiyumim, but they don't define the Megillah in terms of its status in Kisvei HaKodesh, that we're able to invoke the principle of Igeres. So Gufa, this question of the Mokar, right, is going to be relevant to how we see Sirta. Yeah.
Is there a way we can make the Chalak between the Ritva and the Briz?
But why not? I mean,
because it seems like you're making a very similar chiluk in terms of Chefza Shel Torah and the Chefza of the.
No. Here we're saying that. Oh, I see. No, I don't think it has to be the same thing. It could just be the Hechsher of Ksiva. How do you write? I mean, why does the contract have to be Chefza Shel Kisvei HaKodesh, meaning the Klaf, the Osios, as opposed to Chefza Shel Torah, right? Meaning the certain stature and Tzura required for Torah Shebichtav. The Chiluk is more likely to be, as I say, things that you have to do with the Hechsher Ksiva or the Maisa Ksiva, as opposed to what, you know, what you're left with in terms of the Chefts of the Megillah itself. So I don't think you have to bring in. You could, but I wouldn't, frankly. The Ramban also has a law where he suggests that one would have thought that if anything, only Sirtut, you know, of all the list, would be connected to Nikras Igeres and not Sefer, which also is very interesting. And in light of what we just explained about what role Sirtut plays, becomes relevant. Okay, that's in terms of, yeah, according to Rav Elbel, of course, the whole approach is different. Right? So his point is that it could be according to the Ramban and the Ritva and Tosafot and Menachos that in the end of the day, the two Makoros, Sefer, and Amita Shel Torah, bring everything back into Sefer. But, as we discussed, if you look at the Rambam really does seem to maintain, even the Maskana, that Sirtut is different from Klaf and Dio and Sefer, and that Amita Shel Torah is a separate limud, a separate din, and as he explains it, a din in Chalos Torah or Chafza Shel Torah across the board. Okay. Now, so much for Rashi and the defense of Rashi, etc. Now let's move on to the Ramban. Yeah.
Add in at least one dimension for the Grizz. It's true that the Grizz, at least the way that we have and presented at the Grach, there is a Grizz, though, in Sota, Yishman Sota, where he does make a different presentation.
Yeah.
And there, Sirtut is actually linked with, at least the Shitas Rashi, with Haseros and Yiseros. This is based on Rashi Menachos, where Rashi says that Katzvah Geras is Lafuke, Sirtus, and Haseros and Yiseros, which are
right.
together. And he says that that Sirtut, he doesn't use Chafza further, but Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh.
He says the what?
Ksivas, the terminology that he uses is Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh.
Okay.
So that's a different wrinkle. I mean, that's just a different wrinkle. That's not... You know,
what does it mean in that context? What's he trying to say?
He's saying that Chaseros, it's not the chalak of the Ritva of Gufan or Shalom of Gufan, and it's not exactly the same as...
Amita Shel Torah.
Right. It's what he calls Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh. That this is
a din of the ksiva.
A din of the ksiva.
Okay, so that's similar to what we were saying might be the other side of the Ritva.
Right.
Just that Lamaskana, maybe it's so. Maybe you need ksiva sefer Torah, but not chafza shel sefer Torah.
Right.
And why is that connected to chaseros v'yaseros?
Well, the chaseros.
That's a problem in the ksiva, or that's a problem in the chafza and the ksav that's left over?
To me, the difference between the Grizz presentation.
I mean, the fact that it's derived from Sefer and not Igeris would seem to point that it's not a din in the Ksiva. It's not that the Ksiva of Chaseros v'Yaseros is deficient, but you just can't have a Ksav, which is Chaser or Yaser, right?
Well, yes, so he's playing down Sefer.
By linking it to Chaseros v'Yaseros.
Sefer and Ksiva for Rashi.
Uh-huh. Okay, we'll have to look at that. That's in the stencils on Sota. Okay. Good. Now the Ramban. So as we know, the Ramban is the, you know, the, again, what I called the anti-Rabbeinu Tam. This is all about Ksav Shenitan the Kriya. Again, in that sense, it's very similar to the Meiri's view, except that there isn't this hierarchy in the Ramban. Anything that's Davar Shenitan the Kriya would have the same din of Sirtut. Moreover, I think it's clear from the Ramban that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is a possibly Dindaraisa extension of the same idea. And that's why it's Dafka Biksavashuri. We'll explain that in just a minute. But in my understanding of things, the Ramban has only one din of Sirtut, just that there are different dinim. In other words, he accepts Rabbeinu Tam's chiluk in the Tzura of Sirtut, between Rabbi Yitzchak versus the other cases. But that's almost like a quantitative, you know, it's a dilution of the same din. In other words, in Kisvei HaKodesh, where you're talking about preparing, you know, something which is, you know, Nikra B'tzibor as Kisvei HaKodesh, so then we require Kol Shita V'Shita. And, you know, out of respect for something which is Nikra B'tzibor B'toras Kisvei HaKodesh in a certain form, that's the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. So the fact that it might be sufficient, you know, not to have Kol Shita V'Shita, you know, is a reflection of the fact that it isn't the actual Chafza Shel Kisvei HaKodesh and Nikra B'Tzibur, but is, you know, an outgrowth of that particular halacha. So, what about mezuzah? So, in the Ramban, at least, the pashtus is that mezuzah is a whole different story. Mezuzah is different, that's halacha l'moshe yisina. That's a simple reading. According to some of the other Rishonim, right, the Ritva, the Meiri, the Ran, and Megillah, all of whom we've spoken of, all of whom say Kesef Mishnah, or the Kesef Mishnah's comment is, well, the Megillah is retrievable anytime you want. It's not, you know, you don't have to break the, you know, it's not like you have to break the Batim and the Tefillin. You have to, you know, just open up the Mezuzah. You can read it. that's a kesav mishnah. It's not mufka mikriya, at least. And then the other is shown him that it's nivdak, and therefore it's nikra, you know, whether it's every year or twice every 7 years or every 7 years. A different shiurim that they quote in the Rishonim. I'm not quite sure why, but such a discrepancy. But either way, the point is that the other Rishonim are trying to explain either that mezuzah is not mufka mi kriya, or it sounds like they're trying to say a little more than that, and that is that there is some kriya, kala, at least involved in mezuzah. Okay. The as for tefillin, that's mechupa. And then the question is, so how come the halakha l'moshe, is halakha l'moshe m'Sinai centered on tefillin or is it centered on mezuzah? And that's what we already noted, the sharp, sharp, sharp contrast between the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam, right? The Rabbeinu Tam's insistence that the halakha l'moshe m'Sinai is where it is. And here, this is the only point where Rabbeinu Tam in, you know, pshat has the stronger position. Every other point in Rabbeinu Tam is obviously a function of his global view, you know, which makes it, as I've said many times, in one respect even more compelling. Meaning, he didn't get it from reading the Gemaras, he got it from his analysis of everything. But on this particular point, Rabbeinu Tam is the stronger view. The halakha l'moshe m'Sinai is said by mezuzah, and it applies to mezuzah. Whereas according to the Ramban, tefillin, right, is really the object, the target, of the halakha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's very important. As far as Rabbi Yitzchak is concerned, as I mentioned, he accepts Rabbeinu Tam's chiluk that the tzura of Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtud is different than the one in Kisvei HaKodesh. But as I explain, it seems to me, at least, that it's integrated with the general din. There aren't two dinim of sirtud like there are for Rabbeinu Tam, because he has this kriya or this ksava nitan li kare as the basis for the real sirtud. It's not difficult for him, even with a diluted form of it, to understand Rabbi Yitzchak as coming from this same place. And I think that's what he means when he talks about Ksav HaShuris. We had it on the board yesterday, and hopefully you've all seen it anyway. On the one hand, if you were to isolate one line of the Ramban, one could have thought, no, Sirtud is a Dinim Ksiva, and Ksav HaShuri, Lo Shma Ksiva. And there are some shitos, you know, with regard to Hilchos Shabbos. The only real ksiva, formal ksiva, legal ksiva, al-pidin ksiva, is ksav ashuri. But of course, that's a very, very, very minority view. And even if you were to say, oh, that may not be true in Hilchos Shabbos, but maybe it's true in the context of Kisvei HaKodesh, maybe. Far more likely is that the tzura that is used, ideally, in Kisvei HaKodesh, b'tzibor, and shenitan le'kriya, that is exactly the extension of Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, even without the klaf and without the dio to the tzukim. It's still davar, right? Shebetzurasa is nikra betzibur, and that I think is the pshat in Rambam. Again, with regard to anything like limud haTorah, birchas haTorah, it's clear that Ksav HaShuri plays no role. Mashal Lamad Davar Domer, you have a similar idea in the Or Zeruah, in the very end of the piece, also quoted in some other Rishonim. Morenu Harav Rav Simcha Amar Demashinagu Heta Lichtov Psukem Bekisvei Hedyotos Below Sirtut Mishum Deksiva Daka Shanu Kosvin Shtari Hedyotos Eno Choshuv Ksav. Another possibility as well. Not because of Ashuris, but because of the Ksiva Daka. Again, are you going to say that, according to Rabbeinu Simcha, Ksiva Daka, Lo Shma Ksav, and Hilchos Shabbos? Right? Apparently, again, it makes more sense, at least, to say. Then he says, Kamosha Afarish, come on, if you look a few Simonim later in the Or Zeruah, when he talks about Kisvei Stam, you know, he explains that you can't have Ksiva Daka. Again, it would appear that even though Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha doesn't require dio and it doesn't require klaf or anything like that, but it's the ksiva, right, or the davar shenitan likare, in order to achieve that, you still require some of the tzura and some of the ingredients of ksav, which again leads me to think that Rabbi Simcha, like the Ramban, thinks of Yitzchak's halacha, even if there are some shinuyim, is basically an extension of the same thing. Okay. In any case, according to the Ramban, mezuzah is different than Sefer Torah. There are two dinim. That's where we come to the what we were discussing at the end of yesterday's shir. That's the Rav's approach to all of this. The Rav thought that, at least for the Rambam, it's difficult. On the one hand, you would want to say what the Gaonim and the Ramban say, which is that the Mechayev of Sirkut is Ksav Shenitan Lekriya. Right? So while the Rambam, on his own, volunteers that Tfilin is Pasul, I'm sorry, Tfilin doesn't require Sirtut because it's Mechupa. So it's in that tradition. On the other hand, it's also clear that the Rambam thinks that Sefer Torah and Mezuzah are a single halakha. Right? He brings them together, it sounds like both of them are contrasted to Tfilin. So that was the Rav's idea, that isn't a practical halakha, certainly, and even if the Gaonim and other Rishonim don't think it's practical either, the point is that it's more than that. It's that Tfilin is Mufka from Kriya, and Mezuzah, right, is Nitan the Kriya. And based on this, he suggested concrete nafkamina, is there an Isra of Dvar Mishuk of Savia Torah Shalomun Alpeh when it comes to Kriyas Mezuzah? Or would it be like Kriyas Chumash Echad, which even though it isn't, you know, endowed with Kedusha Sefer Torah, right, is considered you know, a proper vehicle for Kriya B'tzibur? So the answer would be, according to this understanding, Mezuzah, yes, and Tefillin, no. That would be an important kiddush. This, of course, raises an important issue. Is the covering up of a mezuzah and the covering up of a tefillin, how important is that? How significant is that, you know, to each of these chafetzos? And that's a discussion. If you look in poskim in different places, not for now, right? The mezuzah is covered because it's supposed to be mechupa, or lav dafka, right? And what about tefillin? Similarly, you have to put the tefillin in the batim, and you have to, you know, enclose it with, you know, with something around it. That's, you know, just you know, special dinim, and there's no rhyme and reason. Or that's also part of this principle that kedushas tefillin, right, it's supposed to be accentuated, that they're not a kedushas kriya, but they're, you know, kedusha lemitzvasa. That's how the Rav understood this halakha of tefillin. Okay. The one thing we shouldn't get to yesterday is getting back to one important nafkamina. That is the big chiddush about how to read the Gemara in in Menachos. For all the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara Menachos is problematic according to Tosus' Safek in Sota. Right. Tosus in Sota is Misnapek. What happens if you aren't Misartate Bismano, but you're Misartate later on? So can you do that or not? That's with respect to Megillah Sota, and Tosus leaves it as a Safek. Well, Tosus leaves it Betzarachim. So the question is, why can't you prove that issue from the Gemara Menachos? And this is Rabbi Kivager's question. All the Achronim quote this Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager is on the Tshuva, Simen Nun. And he asks, after all the Gemara says in Menachos, why are we invoking Malim Velomaridin? Right, why don't we just say Tfilin are not Misurtatin? So all the Rishonim have a problem. If you hold it, better be it applies to Tfilin. How do you know it isn't Misurtatin? It's supposed to be Misurtatin. And that's what they came up with, right? Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Or Rabbeinu Tam plus, in other words, Rabbi Yitzchak is only, Rabbi Yitzchak is a different surah of Sirtut, and as far as Sirtut kol shita v'shita, right? We discourage that. Either it's asur, or because of the Yerushalmi, etc. But the other part of the equation is, why not just say, good, while it's tefillin, there's no sirtut, but now that you want to make it into a mezuzah, it will be a mesartet, and then you solve the problem. That's the question. So, some achronim saying, well, there's a huge difference between these two cases. Tosa Safek is a case where you have Tosa Safek is a case where you have a Megillah Sota, which requires sirtut to begin with. The question is, if you didn't do it before, can you do it after? Is it too late to do the sirtut that you were obligated to do in the beginning afterwards? Here, we're talking about a situation where at the time of the ksiba, there was no obligation of sirtut at all. Maybe there was even an iser. And we want to know, now that you want to turn it into something else, whether you can do sirtut after the fact. Right? How can you compare those two things? A belated sirtut maybe is kosher, right? A sirtut, you know, which you know, is only relevant to the status of this object after the ksiva, and not only after the ksiva, but after the ksiva and after, you know, it's assumed a whole different life, essentially. Maybe that certainly doesn't work. Moreover, okay, let's leave it at that for the moment. That's the aura of some achronim. I think the Rashab says that in Sota. Oh. But the Rav had a much more intriguing answer to this question. And that is that when the Gemara says that the problem of mezuzah, right, for a worn-out tefillin is the problem of sirtut, the Gemara didn't mean that sirtut per se is ma'ake. Let's assume, for example, according to Tosfos Sota, that you really could be mesartate after the fact. But what the Gemara really wanted to say was that you just can never turn tefillin into mezuzah, because the essential kedusha of tefillin is different than the essential kedusha of mezuzah. After all, mezuzah, right, is not mufla from Kedushas Kriya, whereas tefillin is Viharaya. Tefillin doesn't require sirtut. It's the only thing pretty much that doesn't require sirtut. Whereas mezuzah requires sirtut. So it's in the Chiyuv sirtut that we have the siman of the incompatibility of Kedushas tefillin and mezuzah. And that's what determines that you can't put one into the other. Lamaisa, the fact that you might be able to be mesartate this object after the fact and you'll get sirtut, that's not going to help you. That's the Rav's suggestion. So then sirtut becomes really a shiur in different levels of kedusha. Okay. Yeah.
So also, the Gemara and Ban, the Chalak, between the Sota and the Telegraphs and the Zuzan, say that the something which is a functionally kriya or reps, or is a ramban, but if it's a dinyan sefer, then it's no problem whatsoever to go back after. And
yeah, they're going to get that in a second. Yeah.
But if it's a dinyan mezuzah, so perhaps it didn't see what the mezuzah was.
Right. That's a lot. That's the other answer that a lot of achronim get. They say that this question of Tosfos Sota Gufa, maybe we should be mechalek exactly what you just said. We should be mechalek between Megillah Sota and mezuzah. And even if you look at the limudim, right? Before we emphasize the limudim, you know, as both being connected to sefer, and they are, because if you take, you know, Rashi, ksiva ksiva me sefer. But as we also noted, it's ksiva ksiva me sefer, as opposed to Megillah Sota, which is just sefer versus igeres. So even in the limudim, and not only in the limudim, but also just misfarah makes more sense. Mezuzah isn't the sefer. The Pashtus, right? And Megillah Sota, right, is not about the Kedushas Aksiva. It's just a Sefer. So with respect to Tosfos Safek, Tosfos asks the question in the context of Megillah Sota. Tosfos wants to know, you know, what can you do about transforming this into a proper Megillah Sota after the Ksiba? Can you still do that? So if the Mechayev of Sirtut in Megillah Sota is Sefer, so as long as in the end of the day the Sirtut is part of the Chafta Shel Sefer, it's fine. But where Sirtut is part of the Ksiva, right? So once the Ksiva is done and finished, there's nothing to do about it. So in Mezuzah, where it's Ksiva, Ksiva Mi Sefer, there's no Safek. In Megillah Sota, where it's Sefer versus Igeres, that's what it will work. That's the other answer.
You can also just add it on the Ramban.
What does that do with the Ramban?
You know what I'm saying? One could add it according to the Ramban, not...
According to Ramban, see, there's no
Dina. So it also should be...
Maybe, I don't know.
It should matter in the back of your head.
Well, remember, the Megillah Sota has no Dina of Kriya. It's not needs to be corrected.
According to the Ramban, it sounded like everything but the Dina.
Well, he doesn't speak about Megillah Sota.
Well, so
we don't know what his view is on Megillah Sota, either. We don't know how we read the Gemara and Sota or one way or another. Again, as we pointed out, the Gemara never says that Megillah Sota requires Sirta. The Gemara just says that it's Kosva Igeres, Psula, and Rashi said it. So it's, I'm not aware, at least, whether we can pin down the Ramban's view. Certainly not the Ramban Gittin. I looked for a few other times. I don't remember it ever being clear. Well, as far as I know, we just don't know what the Ramban's view is on Megillah Sota.
But in terms of just as a subject,
again, so it may depend. If the Ramban's point is shelo yevalvel v'sheyarutzbo sheyikra v'yarutzbo, right, which is more practical, then in theory the sirtut could be added in later. If it's the way the Rav understands it, which is that this has to do with the kedusha ksav, it's a ksav shenitenes l'kriya, and it's a din in the ksiva and in the ksav, then perhaps not. But again, for the Meiri, if that were to be true. I really think these are actual nafkamina, but just to highlight it, I was suggesting that for the Meiri, there's a difference between Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and that he only mentions this Shalo Yevalvel V'yoritz Likros. He only mentions that with respect to the extension to other Kisvei Kodesh and not to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So in theory, the Rav's idea of Kedusha Saksav Shenitan Likare is the idea of Sefer Torah, and the more practical, you know, facilitating or enhancing the Kriya, maybe Shark is fair coded. So you might get this kind of nafkamina as well. But this distinction between Megillah Sota and Mezuzah for the Suffolk Ketosis is another way to explain it. In light of that we should also just revisit Tosis' question in Menachos. Tosis said, how come you need Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai and you also need this additional limud, you know, of Ksiva Ksiva Mi-Sefer, right? It's superfluous. So again, there are Achronim who say, I think it's on the footnotes of the Ramban, he quotes this, I forget who he quotes it from, this perspective as well to answer this question, that maybe that's because the Mezuzah has two dinim. There's a din of Ksiva, and there's a din of, you know, the Chafetz or the Sefer. And he may even suggest there, maybe the Nafkamina might be this question of adding the Sirtut after the fact. Can you do that in Mezuzah? Maybe not from one point of view, and maybe yes from the other point of view. There's another issue as well, which is connected to this, and that is the Mordechai and the Arzarua. Just one more second. Both quote the Safek of like invisible ink. Again, the Arzarua in this piece says it as well. The Sirtud Atzmo Nistapek Moria Rav Rabbi Simcha Bamet Zorich L'Sarte. אם אנו מקפידים בסירטות המסקיים וניקר לעולם, שישרוד בברזל, או סוגי בסירטות הנירו לסופר בשס קסיבה, כדי שיקסב שווה, כגון בו פרס. אף אבי שנבחתה הסריטה לאחר זמן. Essentially invisible ink. Let's say you're going to make an impression, but not one that's going to last. It'll be there at the time of the ksiva, but it won't be there afterwards. So in a way, this is the flip side of Tosis and Sota's Sofek. Tosfos Sota, there's nothing there b'shas ksiva, but the Chafetza, right, in the end, is endowed with Sirtut. And the Safek in the Chachmei Ashkenaz, or Beit HaSimcha, it's also quoted, I say, in the Mordechai, is, what happens if you have it there b'shas ksiva to guide you, but it's not there in the end. right? Oh, in Rotsa Lasarte Besikra, is another safek, or Bitseba, right? Let's say you want to use ink for sear to it instead of the lines, the scratching. Right? Akram Miskayim kol Yimesha Aksav Miskayim. Miu sear to Mashma Lashon Guma Vacharitz. We Mash Omer Bavayeka Rabbit, right? A Kvutsa Sav Tal Talim. Za sear goal. Okay, fine. Hey, has this whole discussion. Yeah. So this is also part of Rabbi Kivager's issue. Right, Rabbi Kivager suggests that you have to put these two these two issues together. Rabbi Kivager basically argues that sirtut bedavar sheinu miskayim in that tshuva, sirtut bedavar sheinu miskayim is a ksiva problem. The suffix of tosin sota is what will you do, right? If you don't have ksiva, what you have safer. So Rabbi Kivager says, so what happens if you write? Right, this is classic Rabbi Kivager. You write with the invisible ink, or you write the sirtut with the with the davar sheinu miskayim, right, and then afterwards you are mesartate after the ksiva is over. So at the time of the ksiva, you had sirtut for the ksiva. And then in terms of the chafza, in the end, it's mesurtat. Then he has an additional safek. Would it make a difference whether or not you did these, separately from one another? In other words, the invisible ink or the impression went away, evaporated, even before you did the later sirtut, or does it have to be that there's a transition from one to the other? There's always sirtut. There was sirtut for the ksiva, and before that impression, was gone, you already were mesartate, after the ksiva. Would that make a difference or not? Does it have to be, some sort of sirtut along the way at all times, or are there just two completely different dinim, one having to do with the ksiva, and the other having to do with the shame sefer? So that's part of his discussion there in Siman Nun. But this would again highlight the problem of what really is in the chayv of sirtut, and the possibility that either there are two dinim of sirtut, or that different, whether it's learned from Malach HaMoshe Mi-Sinai, or from depending on what the limud is, that we have different dinim of sirtut. You got a question?
Yeah, the gross part is that there's different kedusha
Yeah, and that's highlighted by the lack of requirement of sirtut.
So, in some sense, you can't use. So, there's a chiyuv in mezuzah that has to be nitan to kriya.
Yes.
And about chesed hakodesh.
Yes.
So
am I getting set up here?
Right. No. So, what's my chiyuv that's filling from the shame kriya?
The fact that it isn't supposed to be mechupa. It isn't some other din. According to this perspective, in other words, one could have said, tefillin is b'chalal kisvei kodesh, and in addition to that, it's tefillin. Okay, he doesn't talk about this in peace. The only one I have is Vigas or Gerinda. But for that, I would use the model what I said last time about Megillah, that sometimes you can separate them completely. And he thinks that, according to at least the Rambam, that tefillin doesn't have, it's not that tefillin is kisvei kodesh and, or kisvei kodesh plus, it's only ksivas tefillin. I don't know if the kavana has to be different, but it's a different kedushas haksav. So what he's saying is that one could have said that there's a requirement of being of encasing the tefillin. Maybe that's some other halakha, but it has nothing to do with the ksav. The ksav is the ksav, and then there's a separate din that you have to encase it. It's nitan le kriya when you write it, or bechalam asai mana as a regular din of kisvei hakodesh, and then there's another chiyuv of covering up the ksav. I think there's evidence for that approach.
That's what the Gram says in response.
What?
That's exactly what the Gram responds. That he thinks it's
right.
A two-step process.
Could be. But what the Rav is saying is that he thinks that's wrong.
So when does the Hafka come into play?
The Hafka is part of, it doesn't come into play as part of the process of preparing the Tevilin.
So it's
what Tevilin is. It's the Mechayev of Tevilin.
So there's only one you put it inside the Batim at the
No,
Gram.
Absolutely not. The kriya, the ksiva, is a kriya. Kriya. That's the whole point.
Ksiva is not l'shem tefillah necessarily.
Why not? It's ksivas.
So there are things you need ksivas tefillah.
I think so. It's a different chalos, and that's the reason why you just, you know, you can get the sir to it, but you just can never change the fact that this is apples and oranges. You have the parsha, but it's not kisvei hakodesh. I don't know whether you need ksiva lish. I don't know whether it's a lish. I don't know whether it's the only thing I'm trying to avoid is I don't think you have to say that there's a special din of lishma, but it is ksivas tefillin. I didn't say it's a generic ksivas stam. It's a ksiva lemitzas tefillin. Whether that requires lishma or it just is that way, that's an issue in lishma. But I don't want to get into that at the moment. But let's speak about lishma for 1 minute in another context. Does sirtut require lishma? Does sirtut require lishma? Yeah? Jonathan, you want to say something about it? Bach thinks that the tour thinks that you require. The tour seems to say that you don't require lishma and sirtut, and the Bach in Aruch Chaim reads that the tour reads from the tour that you do require sirtut lishma. Piskei Tshuva also quotes that you need a dea that you need, or deos that you need sirtut lishma. Again, the overwhelming evidence is that there's no din of sirtut lishma. There may be a shita here or there that you do require sirtut lishma. So again, if it's a din in sefer, to produce normally the requirement of lishma in kisvei hakodesh is to produce a chefta of sefer or kisvei hakodesh, etc. If sirtut is just a mechanism for maisa ksiva, certainly on the more practical side of it, or for actual kriya, the ksiva or the actual kriya, then there would be no requirement of lishma. Some achronim suggest, I think the Prima Gadim, that there is some evidence maybe to be mechalek between different sirtuts. That's the sirtut of mezuzah might be different, might require lishma, even though the sirtut of, let's say, Sefer Torah doesn't require lishma. Right. The Yoredeya evidence, which is Hilchos Sefer Torah, is very, very strong that there's no din of lishma. Mezuzah, that's where you have, you know, the Yesh Omrims here and there, that there's a din of sirtut lishma. So again, if it's one of the same halacha, obviously there's no reason for the chiluk. And then you just say, oh, there's an interesting argument here. Maybe it has to do with sefer versus ksiva or sefer versus kriya. If you are mechalek, so then we just say, listen, I mean, let's not forget that mezuzah required a special halacha l'moshe misinai, right? According to some rishonim, or maybe that there are two dinim in mezuzah, right? One ksiva ksiva misefer, and the other the halacha l'moshe misinai. The two makaros in the sugyan menachos. So that, if there's a din of sirtut lishma, dafka and mezuzah, as opposed to everything else, we shouldn't be completely shocked and surprised either. Yeah?
Theoretically, it could be the same din of sirtut, but the parents of the din of lishma could be different.
Say that again?
Theoretically, it could be the same din of sirtut.
That's theoretically true, but you'd have to explain why that would be.
Right.
But I mean, you know, the more obvious explanation, unless which you would choose, unless you encounter difficulties, would be to say that you know, the role of sirtut is different, which isn't all that difficult if there are different limudim, right? And if some of the explanations, you know, don't apply. I mean, Megillah Sota, it certainly seems different than mezuzah. Mezuzah seems different than Sefer Torah. If there are separate limudim, it's not all that difficult to explain, both logically and in terms of makaros, that the role of sirtut is different. Just as we found in some rishonim, will explicitly say that the role of sirtut is different. So I think that would be the way to go. We can stop in one more minute. Let me just see if there's anything else. Sorry it took longer, but we'll try to finish up the Eima Yisera, and that takes 30 seconds. The Mesira I want to speak about for a few minutes. A little bit about the music and the crowns. Not so much about the crowns, but a little about the music. And if we can, we'll try to start Gittin Zainu Adais on Thursday. Let me just make one other ha'ara I wanted to bring to attention. One second. Exception of the sky is. Just give me one more minute. Yeah. Oh, yeah, one other point I just wanted to make. That is the Rambam. The Rambam also, we've been focusing on the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos, Tefillin, Halacha Yedeis, but there's also the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos, Sefer Torah. So just interesting to note that the Rambam, too, separates treatment of Rabbi Yitzchak from his treatment of Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, and Tefillin. And then, of course, we already discussed the relationship to Hilchos Yibum. But the fact that the Rambam has this halacha, even Rabbi Yitzchak in Hilchos Sefer Torah, I think also points in the direction that, like we suggested for the Ramban, and for the Meiri, though in the Meiri's case it's only Drabanan, that the Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha is a dilution of the same din, rather than Rabbeinu Tam's position, which is that there are two different notions of Sirtut. Okay, there are a few other things, but let's leave it at that. Okay, so we'll continue with the rest of the Shaka Vakarya on Thursday.
Just wanted to give you the grace and so stuff. Just to give it. There's a number.
I think stylistically,